Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky Governor-elect Matt Bevin has wasted no time making a public statement about Kim Davis and his support of Kim Davis and what he will do as one of his first acts as governor when he takes seat on December 8th of this year. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com. Matt, we have talked about Kim Davis and the election and how the Kim Davis story has played a part in the pivotal election in Kentucky with the election of Matt Bevin, the first Republican governor in 43 years, but more than that, an outspoken Christian, pro-life, pro-marriage as the union of a man and woman, and pro-Kim Davis. And just a couple days after he was elected in a lopsided victory, he made a public statement, and in that public statement, he said that one of the first acts he will do as governor is issue an executive order to protect Kim Davis and to remove her name and her authority from the marriage certificates. This is something that we had asked the current Democratic governor, Steve Beshear, but he refused to budge, and now the governor-elect, Matt Bevin, will come to the election seat and become the governor of Kentucky on December 8th. So right around the corner, he's going to make a major decision.
Yeah, and a simple accommodation. This is exactly what you have been asking for all along, something that Governor Beshear could have done. He granted the attorney general, who Matt Bevin defeated handily in the election, Jack Conway. He granted him, you know, a reprieve from having to exercise his duty as attorney general and defend that state's marriage amendment. He, at the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars, the governor hired at that time outside counsel to do the duty of the attorney general, but he couldn't grant Kim Davis a simple accommodation, which is all you've been asking for all along. Now Matt Bevin is going to step in, do the right thing, and exercise his lawful authority as governor in order to change the marriage license certificates there in Kentucky so that clerks won't be forced to violate their conscience.
Well, you know, the opponents of natural marriage are going nuts over this. They had a bad day during election night because not only did they witness the election of Governor Matt Bevin in Kentucky, a person who the news media is now saying that the election was riding upon the wave of Kim Davis. Obviously, he is a good individual in his own right, but he publicly stood beside Kim Davis, and the people of Kentucky responded. The opponent, Jack Conway, the current attorney general who was running for governor, did not stand beside, but in fact opposed Kim Davis. And so it was a major issue in the election. And now he will be taking his seat in just a short while, December 8th. It's a quick turnaround in Kentucky between the time that you're elected in early November. You're actually seated 1 month later, which is quite amazing. It doesn't wait until after the first of the year. So by the first part of December, December 8th, he will be sitting in the governor's mansion, and he will have the ability to do what he had promised during the campaign and what he's already now publicly stated, which has sent shockwaves through those who are opposed to natural marriage.
Well, they're furious, and Matt Bevin, not one to shy away from actually facing the media and gave a press conference and answered questions about this. He said, quote, "One thing I will take care of right away is we will remove the names of the county clerks from the marriage form." He told reporters that at the state capitol in Frankfort, Kentucky. He said, "This is going to be done. in an interview with a TV station there, WLKY. He says, quote, "The argument that that can't be done is baloney. We've already changed those forms three times, for crying out loud."
I love this guy.
He's got guts. He's going to do the right thing. And like many people are starting to wake up to, he's not going to shy away from the media and take their bullying. He's going to push back. So, boy, I think the people of Kentucky did the right thing in electing this fighter.
Well, politicians, here's a newsflash. Take note. Governor Matt Bevin, the governor-elect, won a lopsided victory, that's the words of the mainstream media, against his Democratic challenger, his opponent, the current Attorney General, Jack Conway. And one of the issues that was a driving force was the stark contrast between the two over marriage. Jack Conway is the current Democratic Attorney General. And he refused to defend the marriage initiative passed by 75% of the Kentucky voters. Refused to do it. So he was on completely the opposite end of the spectrum. And on the other hand, we have the Governor Matt Bevin, governor-elect. He is not from some political heritage. This is his first major election victory. And he is solidly on the side of natural marriage. And you know what? The good thing and the nice thing, Matt, that's refreshing, is he's not afraid to talk about it. Some of these politicians, they run from it. They're afraid to talk about it. They don't want to deal with it. They want to put social issues in the back seat or in the trunk, frankly, and lock it up and not talk about it anymore. Not Matt Bevin. And guess what? Matt Bevin became the first Republican governor in Kentucky in 43 years. An outspoken Christian also, by the way, not just on the issue of marriage, but the matter of marriage and life flow from his Christian convictions and worldview.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the GOP particularly, but the establishment of both parties, is laboring under the misconception that somehow these so-called social issues are losers. Well, every time the GOP gets behind the biblical position, and these aren't social issues, these are transcendent biblical moral issues that are manifesting themselves in the form of politics and elections. Matt Bevin got behind, faced the social issues head on, and it completely flipped that election result. And so they need to take note here, leftist politicians, the more they push, this is non-negotiable, to try to force Christians to violate their conscience and put their stamp of approval, whether it's a baker, a county clerk, a judge, a florist, whoever, they need to understand, we will not comply with an unjust judicial fiat that says you have to violate your conscience and put your stamp of approval on sinful, counterfeit gay marriage.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, some politicians, after they get elected, and Matt Bevin is not a politician, which is nice. He is a businessman, and he is a Christian, and he felt when he prayed that God was directing him to run for this office. And he's not afraid to stand on these core biblical Judeo-Christian values. And once he got elected, unlike some politicians that run, he openly, his first press conference, Matt, he talked about Kim Davis. I just am so thrilled that he is the governor-elect, and the people of Kentucky did a great job.
Well, that's right. And you know, in his own right, Matt Bevin is eminently qualified to be governor. He has a lot of great ideas there in the state that I know contributed to his being elected as governor. But I think he even recognizes and has acknowledged as much that it was his support of Kim Davis and her freedom of conscience and her First Amendment rights that clearly tipped the scales, not only tipped the scales, I mean tipped them heavily in favor of his victory. So the presidential candidates ought to sit up and take note of that.
That's right. Well, in fact, he even had a robocall that was done, or the campaign used Kim Davis's voice as a robocall in support of him coming to an election. She did that in her personal capacity, obviously, but he wasn't afraid to have her clearly associated with his victory and his campaign. And this is great news. Go to lc.org for additional information. Again, the website is lc.org. That's lc.org. You can learn more about and follow this particular case of Kim Davis. Again, it's not over. We just filed a nearly 100-page brief before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Later, we will have the response from the Commonwealth of Kentucky, the Governor Steve Beshear, which frankly will be moot because he's not going to be the governor, but more a few more days. And we'll have the response from the ACLU. So this case is far from over. We're moving forward. But this case, I think, has been very critical in setting the national debate. Kim Davis is not afraid of this conflict because she will do what she wants to do to please her Lord. She will not be unfaithful to her Lord Jesus Christ, and she was elected for this position for such a time as this. Stand with us, stand with Kim Davis. Visit our website, lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.